This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to... There you go, for breathing the wrong way. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Have pity on me. I told you earlier, I usually don't complain about this stuff. I really don't. Tammy will verify. But I had like a double root canal this morning. And weird things going on with my mouth. So if it doesn't sound right, it'll sound like a normal show, but you know what I'm saying. You hear little nuances you didn't hear before. Work with me, people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, some of you, I get emails from some of you sometime or notes on Facebook, and you kind of get upset with me when I start going down the road of saying, you guys need to. And if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know I'm pretty thick-skinned. There's very little you can do that'll rattle me. But here's the deal. You've got to be thick-skinned, too. If you're out there pumping away, if you're doing everything you can do, this isn't aimed at you when I'm talking about this stuff. This is to try to get some of you that actually believe you're doing a lot of good by being on Facebook and fighting with people. I don't really fight with, I poke people. I throw stuff at them, you know, fact that they can't run away from. You know, here's what the Bureau of Statistics says or Labor Board says about this. Go ahead and fight with your bad self. So if you're already doing this stuff, then don't take offense at it. Not aimed at you. It's aimed at those people that aren't. And you've heard me say a million times, you know, I'm seeing it happen in my local area with Republicans in particular. And I know we're in California and everybody wants us to throw the white flag up and walk away. I got that. But when I tell people, when something comes up and you don't support, there's a small local mom and pop paper that is conservative in nature. And now they're going after him for being a white supremacist because he said there wasn't really white supremacy. It didn't really exist. I'm giving you a Reader's Digest version here. And so I tell our tribe, our people, this is how you get involved now. Now you start going to the vendors or the advertiser of that paper saying, we're behind you. Don't listen to those people on Facebook. Inundate their phones with phone calls and say, hey, we're on your side. When we need your services, you stick with this guy. We'll buy from. This is what we need to be doing as conservatives, because that's what the left does. The left goes and they protest and they call those places and they tell them how nasty they are. Okay? We need to change. We need to change our tactics. We need to do what they do, but in a positive way. I'm not telling you, when you go to an organization that doesn't agree with you, you know, don't call them and tell them they're terrible people because they're leftists or they support abortion. Don't do that. That gets you nowhere. You just prove their case that we're haters. But when you get a vendor that sticks with a conservative, you get a vendor or a sponsor that sticks with a conservative paper, conservative radio show, You need to call them, even if you don't have the use of their services. I'm serious. You need to call them and say, look, right now, I don't need another pillow. I got plenty of them. But I want to thank you for supporting his show. You need to do that. Because that's what they do. All right? That's what they do. And that does better than going nose to nose with some moron on Facebook that is never going to change his or her mind no matter what. They hate Trump. That's all there is to it. And you're not going to get them to think any differently. So whatever you do, don't waste your time. Make it count. You only got two bullets. I know people hate when I do this, but right, you got to make both shots count. So when you're dealing with these people, it's really simple. Just make sure that we're supporting our people. You guys do a great job on the Facebook page when somebody comes, a real moron comes in there and starts being stupid. You jump all over them in a respectful way, and they leave. They can't hang out. Too much logic for them. It makes their brain start to smoke. But you need to do that because it all starts local. You've heard the term, all politics are local, and it's a true statement. So what you want to do is every single time, and I'm talking every time, right? Every time you see a conservative business getting attacked, you need to find a way to support. You need to find a way to get in there, do the right thing with them, help them, you know, do the right thing, whatever it is, whatever the right thing is. I don't know your neighborhood. If it's a restaurant that's attacked because the owner wears a MAGA hat, then you know what you do? You arrange to have your meetings at that restaurant. You arrange to have, you know, guys' day out on Saturday, and you go there and you have your dinners, or you have your lunches, or you have your Boy Scout troops go there after, whatever. I hope I'm giving you ideas. Write these down. This is how you support without actually being the, this is a way to fight back. Seriously. Because if you have a less organization that attacks a mom-and-pop restaurant, they can hurt them tremendously financially. You need to fill that gap. Don't go to that owner and say, well, just sometimes fighting for your rights can really hurt you financially. Don't do that because there's simple ways to fill those holes. There's simple ways to fill those voids. But we don't want to do it. Look, Facebook is a perfect example of that. And I have conservative friends that were on different sides of this mindset. Why do we feed Facebook? I don't think they win if we leave. I'm not a believer of that. I think there's ways to fight this and hurt them. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Yes, and we'll get to the lefty perspective in school history when we come back. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
We are back. I'm Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting, tweeting, sending text messages. I just love it. I really do appreciate the time that you get engaged and involved. So, somebody in one of the chat rooms says, it just seems like the whole world has gone nuts. You think? Seriously? I mean, really, when you look around at everything that's going on, it's like even the most natural, normal, if I say traditional, people get crazy. See, if I say normal and traditional in the same sentence, people get crazy. I don't really care, though. Never have before. I'm not going to start now. But it just sends him into a tizzy. You know, it was really funny. It was, there was a story that I was going to do. I lost it. But A 19-year-old came out to his mom and said that, you know, that he's transgender. Now, I'm sorry. Daughter came out and said that she's now transgender. And the mom said, all these years, not a word. Not a word about this lifestyle or anything. Was about as feminine as you could get. And then all of a sudden, at 19 years old, she said, I'm a boy. And at 14 or 15, the school started encouraging her and others to explore their sexuality. They didn't even know what sexuality meant. I mean, 14, they probably know a lot more than we did, but, right? Explore your sexuality. So, you know, if you don't like playing with stuffed animals, then maybe, you know, you're more a boy than a girl. If you don't like wearing dresses, you like wearing pants, maybe you're more a boy than a girl. I mean, these are all things that they're telling them. And then they're showing them movies and clips on YouTube. If you have these tendencies, maybe, really, you're telling, you know, in a court of law, they would call that leading the witness. But apparently, in this light, in this line, it's okay. And it's so wrong. When you think about all the things that our kids are up against, all the things that they're trying to work through, and you're throwing this stuff at them at the same time. Right? Now, staff at the school knew that she was going through some stuff, but it wasn't boy-girl stuff. Right? She was having problems maintaining friendships, being with friends. Right? They found out later on when they did what's called an IEP, it's an individualized educational program, which is common for school to do on students that seem to be having issues or may have need of special ed, that she was on the autism spectrum. She was very functional. She did well in school, but she had no social skills, which is not uncommon for a lot of kids. My brother had no social skills. I mean, absolutely none. But he never wanted to be a girl. He never thought of himself. It was never a sexual thing. He just felt uncomfortable around all people. He has since grown out of it very much. You know, he was one of the... for you Star Trek geeks, I'll throw you a bone. He wanted to be Data. Right? From Star Trek. Right? No emotion. You know, people, you just do your job, leave me alone. That's what he felt. That's how life should be. You just do your job, you take your posts, you do what you're supposed to do, and that's it. So that's kind of where his head with that. But now, nothing like that anymore. What if somebody got a hold of him in his confusion around life and said, well, maybe you're not your cisgen self? Right? Can you imagine? So anyway, they know. So staff knew she was having problems, right? And it was a girl that recently came out of her school as a transgender when she was like 15 or whatever. Met with her daughter and convinced her daughter that she was a boy trapped in a girl's body. Helped her pick out a name, pick out clothing, pick out a way of life. I mean, think about that. And this is not uncommon for them to go down that road. And the staff, knowing that she was having issues with autism and other things, fully jumped on board and never told the parents what was going on. Right? They actually allowed the daughter to live a boy's life at school. without ever telling the parents. This is why I keep telling you guys, you have got to be involved in your child's education. You have to know what's going on around you. Right? I mean, the ACLU sent her threatening letters. This is where she should have got Pacific Justice Institute involved. She said she met... See, I wasn't going to go down this road. She met with the school district's assistant superintendent. He told her point blank that by law, her their hands are tied. Not really totally true. You don't lose all control of your children. You don't lose all rights to raise your child. Okay? Anyway, we're going to... We're going to follow this stuff. Because I am not 100% agree with this at all. Not at 5, 6, 7, and 8, not at 14 years old. And there are many doctors, psychologists on the left that agree with this. I'm sorry, that don't agree with this. They don't agree with doing this to your children at that young of an age. So it's not just the far-right whacktoids. I know. I didn't get to the history thing again, did I? Oh, God bless. So advancing the fight for social and racial justice in public schools. Katie Grimes wrote a piece a couple of weeks ago. The California public schools are in dire straits. Teachers who support Western civilization are fired. You know that, Karen Sigmund? She's been on the show a million times. She's talked about how she lost her job over simply touting American values. Right? Pornographic sex ed is taught, and it is, if you saw the pictures, if I could show you the pictures, grown men would blush at the pictures they're showing your kids in K through 6. Joe Messina, your host. I will finish this after the break, I promise. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional aides say discussion with the White House on gun control measures had not been very productive, and there are new concerns that President Trump is again backing off his earlier support of things like background checks. The White House is now confirming that the president spoke with NRA head Wayne LaPierre. The administration is denying he ever supported universal background checks. In the wake of the recent shootings, the president has repeatedly called for meaningful checks. But in the Oval Office, the president said he believes the current checks are, quote, very strong. That suggests he now doesn't believe there needs to be any additional measures. In the past, this has happened before. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said, these continual retreats are heartbreaking, particularly for the families of the victims of gun violence. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alarutha, Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
We are back.
Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
Can we get away with saying that? Chick, chicky, boom. Isn't that kind of like a... like a feminine slur or something? I don't know. You know, I don't really even care anymore. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for joining the show. Look, at again, as you've heard over and over and over and over and over again, I need you to head up to the website. I need you to do a couple things for me. If you want to be informed weekly about the show, then give me your email address. The top right-hand corner is a place you can put your email in. And we'll get you on the list, and you can, you know, give you notice every week and let you know who's coming on the show and what's happening. If that doesn't work for you and you don't like the emails, then try the text messaging. You want to text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222, and that way there you get notices. I only do it like three times a week, so I don't inundate you to let you know the show's starting, although I don't know why I have to do that. I think that you could put that in your little pop. As a matter of fact, if you get our app, our online app, it has a way to notify you the show's starting. So the other thing, though, is there's a donation button on the site. I am not Rush Limbaugh. All right? The millions are not pouring in. And a lot of conservatives are being stifled. I think I told you earlier, the majority of the conservative people that are online and on the air, they make their money, it's real simple, through sponsorships and online traffic to their websites. And just found out the other day, the report that I got from the group that I'm with, that it started in 2017, that Google or whoever, I know it's Google, but trying to be nice here, has cut back traffic to us by almost 80%. Our traffic, not mine, I mean mine, yes, but the group of us, has dropped by almost 80%. That's a heck of a lot of traffic. That's a heck of a lot that they're cutting back on. So you have to understand that if there's shows like mine that you like, there's other people that you like, other groups that you want to support, it may sound ridiculous, but five or ten grand, I'll come wash your house, clean your house. No, but $5 or $10 once a month is a big deal. Right? If 1,000 of you threw in $5 a month, you'd help pay, you know, the broadcast bills. And $5 is not a lot of money. But you have to take action. You actually have to do something. This is what I'm telling you. I mean, I've been to events. I've been part of events where bigger names than me. Yes, believe it or not, bigger names than me. No, bigger names than me are out there, you know, touting our cause, fighting for our cause. And to get all this RSVPs that people are going to show, and you get about 40% of the people that show. Right? You can't have that. We can't have that. They get 40, you know, and again, we're not talking about Trump here. Right? We've got 10,000 inside. I'm not Donald Trump. They got 10,000 inside, 10,000 outside. Let's get back to what I was saying, because, you know, again, conservative, Republican, Christian in California. I ran for school board and I won. Didn't win the first time. I had to run, I think it's four times. I lost three times. I won the fourth time. And I think they only elected me on because they figured, okay, let's get this guy on there and we'll get him off. And that's it. He'll feel satisfied. But it doesn't work that way with me. I'm more stubborn than that. And now I've been on there coming up on 12 years. And no, I don't plan on spending 20 years. I didn't plan on spending 12 years on there. But something happened early on that pushed it out a little further. I'm a big career tech ed guy. We used to call it industrial arts. And that's what I was trying to get done, is making sure that we get industrial arts back in our schools and make sure that we have carpenters, electricians, plumbers, auto mechanics, all those jobs that were beneath some people. Well, they're not beneath anybody. They're good, honest, good-paying jobs. There's no reason why we can't. Anyway, back to what I was saying before. Don't you love how I'm all over the place? So especially in California, again, as I said before the break, the sex ed that's taught, you ready for this, to kindergarten students, right? Kindergarten students are learning about sex. Because that's very important to a zero grader, to a one grader, to a two grader, right? Social justice, very important to kindergartners. Environmental justice, my granddaughter, my kids, when they were one and two, constantly asked me about the environment. And then they want to make sure that they don't get drawn into any unconscious bias. They want to make sure that they have fully explore inclusivity. Right? Kindergarten, sex ed, social justice, environmental justice, unconscious bias, and inclusivity are now top priority over U.S. history, math, English, literature, and science. Are you shocked? Do you really believe that if conservatives were more involved, conservative parents, conservative peoples were more involved in education, that this would be happening? I don't. I really don't. Recently, somebody showed me a copy of 11th grade U.S. history curriculum out of the San Diego Unified School District. Goes on to say, from the perspective of groups that have been marginalized due to ethnicity, race, class, gender, and sexual identity. So we're going to go back to the early 1700s. And we're going to get on the founding fathers and everybody in the position of authority because they weren't inclusive of groups because of their ethnicity, race, class, gender, and sexual identity, because those were very important in making this country strong. Look how strong this country became without any of those being brought up, being part of the mainstream. Identity and agency in the U.S. is an option to fulfill the U.S. history requirement for the 11th grade. Identity and agency. The course is an ethnic studies course and not a U.S. history course. That's true. Right? It goes on to say, in this course, this is sick. In this course, students will examine U.S. history from the nation's beginnings to the 21st century from the perspective of groups that have been marginalized due to ethnicity, race, class, gender, and sexual identity. Now, I am sure that there is a way. There's probably all kinds of documents that show how some of our founding fathers or the people that worked for them or the people that fought were not given positions of authority because they were transgender or they were gay or they were lesbian or they were women. I'm sure that that's documented all over the place. And that's something important we need to know. Because just think how much greater this country could have been if we made sure that we gave certain races, right, or maybe we gave more attention to the gay, lesbian, and transgender community in giving out, promotions in the Army or the military, for that matter. You know, not to marginalize the plight, because I know I have friends that I trust and believe that are gay, and they were just beat to no end in the 60s and 70s. That ain't right. Whether you agree with them or not, you agree with the lifestyle or not, that's not right. But I love this. The students will examine U.S. history from the nation's beginnings through the eyes of race, class, gender, sexual identities, because that's so important. Let's not talk about real historical fact, right? I would love to sit through one of those classes. I would love to sit with one of those teachers and have them go through with me how this really affects anything. Right? They're going to analyze primary and secondary sources, develop arguments, and use historical thinking skills, including contextualization, comparison, causation, and continuity and change over time. They're going to try to convince you that Abraham Lincoln was gay. Oh, yeah, I even looked at one of these chapters already where they want you to explore the fact that Abraham Lincoln was gay because his driver was probably gay. And his driver spent a lot of time, or his butler, driver, whatever, companion, with Lincoln. So therefore, if the driver was gay, then Lincoln had to be gay. And we don't even know if the driver was. So we're going to waste a whole chapter on Lincoln's sexuality instead of the reality of his character, the content of his character, what kind of guy he really was. This is because conservatives have let education go. Joe Messina, your host. She'll sit in real side. Be back in a minute.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Senior your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much just for being involved in a conversation. Again, you got to be involved. You got to be engaged. We don't win unless you get engaged and involved. Head up to my website, therealside.com. Get involved in the conversation there. Just truly, honestly and truly, just get engaged and get involved. I so much appreciate your time with me. All right, back at it again. Let's, I'm so tongue-tied. When it comes to education, the conservatives, and you know what? Just check out your school. The conservatives have advocated education to the liberals. They've handed it to them. Why don't we have, whatever you do, do not talk to me about the fight that they don't want to fight. If they don't want to fight, just hand your kids over to them for sacrifice, because that's really what it boils down to. Right? But you need to fight. You need to take back the schools. You need to take back education. Real history needs to be taught. And again, as I said, for some of you just tuning in, you may have to get the beginning of the show. Yeah, that's right. You may have to go back and get the beginning of the show. Right, and look at U.S. history from the nation's beginnings is what they're talking about doing. But the difference is, instead of talking about how great our founding fathers were, it's really funny how the one or two things, they'll pick one or two things that these guys did wrong. Why they're such big jerks. And that's all they base everything on. So nothing they did good now counts anymore. Right? So they go on to say that they're going to teach history, obviously, from the left point of view. They're going to pay great attention to the policies and the impact of those on Native Americans, African Americans, and women, because nobody else existed. You think they'll talk at all about how the Asian Americans were treated during World War II? You think they'll do that? Or maybe the German Americans during World War I? And World War II, for that matter? How about how the Italian Americans were treated during World War II? You think they'll talk about that? I'm just curious. Or it's because technically they're white, so, you know, we weren't going to talk about any of them, right? They're going to watch the PBS documentary called Race, The Power of an Illusion. Right? San Diego Unified, the Unified Parent sent a letter to the school district. She said, on Sunday, our son attended a school-wide assembly in honor of Constitution Day. He's in the eighth grade at Corella Middle School. Imagine my surprise when he handed over the ACLU's We the America poster. He also got a pamphlet that highlighted important lessons such as, what to do if you're stopped by the law enforcement. God bless. So on Constitution Day, and I know how they're going to spin this, he got a pamphlet and said, what to do if you're stopped by law enforcement, ICE, or Border Patrol. Not how to obey the law to avoid being stopped by ICE and law enforcement, ICE, and Border Patrol. Now, although I've not seen the actual presentation, the politically motivated poster, the directive to ask for an attorney immediately if you're ever arrested, tells me all I need to know. See, this parent is on it. This parent is all over this. Did anyone in San Diego Unified consider that its own police department is being undermined with this propaganda? Do you think Korea Middle was the only school in the second largest district in the state of California to be graced with this nonpartisan education assembly? Someone is clearly not being a good steward of taxpayer money. Please share this information with anyone you feel would be interested in learning how the SDUSD and the ACLU is exploiting Constitution Day. Right? There's more. Because, you know, we have, like I said, we have conservatives up and down the coast that are willing to work and help out. Last fall, one of them covered a similar significant curriculum change in California schools. They have a program called California Schools Pushing Racist LGBTQ SJW Agenda on Children. The person explains that the Santa Barbara School Board is considering three memorandums of understanding that would allow just Community Central Coast to continue to plan, facilitate, teach, and develop and training programs addressing diversity. In and of itself, that comment is great. Goes on to say, and we want to look at inequality issues. Okay, I'm fine with that too. Explain what they are, why you believe them to be, and how you can fix them. But if the inequality issues are simply about white privilege, white supremacy, and it ain't going to go away till they all die, then no, I'm not good with it. The Just Community Central Coast mission is to improve inclusion and empower individuals from schools, nonprofit organizations. Anytime I see that word empower or inequality, the hairs on the back of my neck go up. Because I know where it comes from and what it means before they even finish saying it. Right? Parents filed a federal lawsuit in December in the United States District Court for Central District of California on behalf of Fair Education Santa Barbara against the Santa Barbara Unified School District and Just Community Central Coast. Case is still pending in court right now. But in May, despite hundreds of parents protesting and testifying, the California State Board of Education approved highly controversial changes to the state's health and sex education framework, including teaching children about bondage, anal sex, God, sex trafficking, sexual orientation, transgender, and nonconforming students. Informed parents of California pulled together the most objectionable portions of the 1,000-page framework, documented a 24-page summary with excerpts from K-6. Right, these are health lessons for kindergarten through sixth grade. They had pictures and supplemental materials. I saw the pictures. I would show the. I couldn't sit there with my 20-year-old daughter and explain sex education to her on these pictures. I couldn't do it. Many of you older men that I know, you'd have a problem with this. The curriculum included kindergarten books that introduced five-year-olds to families with members who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. First grade gender vocabulary lessons on words such as third gender, trans, queer gender, non-binary, gender fluid, gender neutral, agender, bigender, and two-spirits. I want you to think about something. I want you to think about a six-year-old trying to even pronounce those words. These people are out of control, and we've allowed it to happen. I know you guys get mad at me when I do that. I can tell. We've allowed this to happen. Right? You're so afraid of not being able to see your grandchildren. You're so afraid of being an outcast in certain groups, you won't even say anything about it. But you're horrified, and you won't say anything about it. Here, I'm going to tee off a bunch of people. 6 million Jews died because nobody said anything at first. Nobody stepped up to help. People have been killed in mass shootings, that negative word that I hate, because nobody opened their mouths. Nobody stepped up. People were afraid to be labeled as racists or Islamophobes. Notice how that word has gone away since Obama's been out. Lessons for the first graders that provide detailed descriptions of sex. How to? Now, some of you, if you have young kids in college, stick your fingers in your ears. Because a quote from a book for a first grader. And I'm sure they'll know exactly the parts and pieces we're talking about. The man's penis goes inside the woman's vagina, and the sperm can swim out through a small opening in the man's penis. And into the woman's vagina. This is what your first grader's learning in California public schools. You really think they're ready for this? I mean, when are we going to get off our butts as conservatives and fight for these schools back? Go over to PGAI.org. You know, we talked about it in the first segment. PGAI.org, they have books of taking your school back, books of stopping this craziness. Until you get together, this will not change. They have pictures of a book for third graders showing a cartoon drawing of the actual sex act. I can't even clean up this line for radio. Hey, like that. They can show it to your third grader. They can show pictures of what's happening. But I can't even clean it up. Lessons which teach third graders that sexual reproductive organs don't always match a person's gender? Well, I'd like to see two men have sex and produce a baby. I've always said that. Real, biological men. I've said this on the show before, and I'll say it again. If two men can sleep together and produce a baby, and two women, real women, biological women, biological men, can sleep together and produce a baby, I will burn my Bible on TV. Because it don't make no sense at that point. More of this tomfoolery after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Look, don't go far. I'll get your blood pumping. Don't you worry about a thing. You're listening to The Real Side.